We've had in the supercar world a dramatic rise in the sport. We've seen the sport take leaps and bounds. And yesterday, not only for supercars, but also for, I guess, the wider public, we were a bit shocked to see the demise of one of our iconic brands in Holden. And Sean Seamer from the Supercars, the CEO, joins us on the phone. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well. How are you this morning? Obviously, yesterday must have been a bit of a surprise with the news from General Motors.
Yeah, obviously it's been a tough time for them, and we went through with them the announcement of the Commodore being retired at the end of last year. But it was a shocking and sad day for everybody.
Will this affect supercars in the long run, or is this just a matter of one door closes, another one opens, and manufacturers from all over the world will look at jumping on board with the brand?
Look, I think, to be honest with you, we've been working with GM and Holden on our new set of regulations that were coming in 2022. So plans have been afoot for a while now. And obviously, we've been in an open dialogue with them as their product roadmap changed quite quickly and dramatically over the past 12 months here for Australia. It's not unusual for any manufacturer. It's sort of the new norm, unfortunately, in the automotive market with so much disruption and change. So we've got our new set of regs coming in for 2022. We'll continue to talk to the folks at GM and our other manufacturing partners about what that means for 21 and if any of those plans can be brought forward.
Sean, I guess there's not a lot the public can do, given the decision has been made, but do you think there might be some sort of backlash over this decision?
Look, I think whenever you have the departure of a cultural icon, there's going to be a lot of negativity associated to it. It is sad. I think there'll be a lot of emotions because people grew up with the brand. People learned how to drive in those cars, probably went on their first date in some of those cars. So there's a lot of emotional attachment to the brand, and I think it's going to take people a long time to process it.
Is there time though, Sean? Because we saw the Falcon go and the Mustang came in, and all of a sudden you've got the boys out in front there of Team Penske absolutely drilling it, and Ford sort of relishing in this moment at right now. So could we see a Camaro coming through from Chevrolet, for example?
Yeah, I mean, everything's on the table. The new set of regulations that we're putting in place will allow for a much broader range of vehicles to compete in the series. We do see, when you look at all of the different manufacturers, we do see on their product roadmaps what we would call aspirational but also attainable two-door performance cars in that sub-120, sub-150K bracket. So that's certainly something that we're focusing our regulations around and the ability to take those types of cars on board, because right, we do see some longevity there.
Okay, so can you give us a hint of some of the manufacturers that are with these new regulations you're looking at implementing that have shown interest?
Well, there are a couple in advanced discussions, but unfortunately I can't give you some hints on that.
It's all right.
We'll be breaching confidences, but look, we're optimistic about the direction that we're headed in. And the manufacturers that we're talking to are being very open and honest with us around what they expect from us and what would be of interest to them. And at the same time, helping make sure that what we're racing is relevant for fans and is going to attract interest into the future.
How did you hear the news yesterday? Where were you and what was the emotional reaction for yourself on the Holden ceasing operation here?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I got a phone call in the office here immediately. My thoughts were with Christian, who's the CEO of Holden here. He's a great guy. He's done a great job since he came into the business. Obviously, he picked up the role late last year. And honestly, immediately felt for a mate who's a good guy, been a good supporter for us, going through a difficult time. And then you start to think about the implications of all the employees, the dealers, and that's what gives you quite an emotional reaction. It impacts a lot of people.
We go to Adelaide very soon this weekend, and what's it going to mean for those guys down there, the ones that are driving the line on the weekend?
Oh, I'm sure they go hard anyway, but I think we can expect them to be going extra hard this weekend and for the rest of the season, and we'll do everything that we can to send the brand off in style at the end of the year.
I think one of the beauty of supercars and before supercars, V8 supercars, was the fact that the cars that were racing, and I think it was that connection with the consumer that, you know, mum and dad had a could go and buy an XR6 or an XR8 or they could go and buy a HSV or even just buy a stock standard Commodore. Will we see supercars go down that track where you will race cars that can also be commercially bought by the consumer?
100%. I mean, attainability is important to us and is something that, you know, we're not going to be racing Ferraris and Lamborghinis, but like I say, there is that bracket of attainable two-door sports cars that are a core part of what we're looking at for our next set of regulations.
Okay, all right. And last but not least, and away from this news, one thing I love about supercars is your adaptability to get right around the country. I mean, we see street circuits popping up all the time. We see you go to pretty much every state, and you know that's why we've got a large groundswell of followers. Will we see any new venues pop up, whether they be probably not man-made racetracks, but more of those street circuits pop up around the country?
We're always looking. First of all, we're proud that we have a national footprint, and we go everywhere except for the ACT, including New Zealand, and that is something that's unique to us. We're strong in regional Australia. We spent a lot of time getting this year's calendar right, getting this year's formats right, getting events into better weather windows. So moving Sandown a little bit later to try and get away from the rain in Melbourne. We're happy, really happy with how we've laid down this year's calendar, and we're already starting to look at next year. There's always interest from towns and tracks to get us along, and we'll know June next year if there's any new events in the pipeline. Any new events in the pipeline.
Well, Sean, there's a circuit ready for you to go down near my joint for the school run in the morning. That's pretty solid trying to get in and out of there. That's quite special.
Well, you better give Jamie a call. I'm sure he'll be able to help you out.
He'll sort it out. Exactly right. Well, good luck this weekend in Adelaide. It's going to be a fantastic start of the season. Sean, thanks for your time, and hopefully things will work out for the supercars. It's fantastic to watch.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good day.